In the first chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, we read the following. After his suffering, Jesus presented himself alive to the apostles by many convincing proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. Well, today marks 40 days since Easter, and in many places the Ascension is celebrated today. In Canada and in many other places, the celebration of the Ascension has been moved to the following Sunday, so actually 43 days after Easter. I'll be speaking about the Ascension this weekend, but today I'd like to just spend a few minutes talking about that time between Easter and the Ascension. The Divine Office from yesterday included an excerpt from a sermon by St. Pope Leo the Great that spoke about this special time, this special 40 days. Leo the Great was Pope in the 5th century. He said the following. He said, "Beloved, the days which passed between the Lord's resurrection and his ascension were by no means uneventful. During them, great sacramental mysteries were confirmed, great truths revealed. In those days, the fear of death with all its horrors were taken away, and the immortality of both body and soul affirmed." So Pope Leo is talking about the fact that Jesus, who had died, appeared to them, and saying that Jesus' resurrection took away their fear of death. And perhaps that's why the apostles were prepared to die for the gospel. We know that almost all of them were martyred. So Pope Leo continues. He said, "It was then that the Lord breathed on all his apostles, filled them with the Holy Spirit, and after giving them the keys of the kingdom to blessed Peter, whom he had chosen to set above all the others, he entrusted him with the care of his flock." Pope Leo then spoke about Jesus and the two disciples on the road to Emmaus. Again, that happened during that time period. Remember how Jesus went through the scriptures with those two disciples, showing them all the references that pointed to him as being the Savior and Messiah. Pope Leo's words, "During these days, the Lord joined two of his disciples as their companion on the road, and by chiding them for their timidity and hesitant fears, he swept away all the clouds of our uncertainty. Their lukewarm hearts were fired by the light of faith and began to burn within them as the Lord opened up the scriptures. And as they shared their meal with him, their eyes were opened in the breaking of the bread, opened far more happily to the sight of their own glorified humanity than were the eyes of our first parents to the shame of their sin." He continues, he says, "Throughout the whole period from the resurrection to the ascension, God's providence was at work to instill this one lesson into the hearts of the disciples, to set this one truth before their eyes, that our Lord Jesus Christ, who was truly born, truly suffered, and truly died, should be recognized as truly risen from the dead. The blessed apostles, together with all the others, had been intimidated by the catastrophe of the cross, and their faith in the resurrection had been uncertain. But now they were so strengthened by the evident truth that when their Lord ascended into heaven, far from feeling any sadness, they were filled with great joy." I think this is a really important point to emphasize. I don't think the apostles realized who Jesus was until this time between the resurrection and the ascension. They'd spent 3 years with him, and he had told them in so many words that he was the Son of God. Remember, he said, "The Father and I are one. If you have seen me, you have seen the Father." Jesus even predicted his death and resurrection, but the apostles either didn't understand or they didn't want to believe. But now everything had changed. Remember Thomas, after he had seen the risen Jesus, declaring, "My Lord and my God." Pope Leo continues, saying that we all received special status when Jesus ascended into heaven. Listen to these words. He said, "Indeed, That blessed company had a great and inexpressible cause for joy when it was man's nature rising above the dignity of the whole heavenly creation, above the ranks of angels, above the exalted status of archangels. Nor would there be any limit to its upward course until humanity was admitted to sit at the right hand of the eternal Father, to be enthroned at last in the glory of Him to whose nature it was wedded in the person of the Son. So Pope Leo is saying that just as Jesus, who is both God and human, ascended to the right hand of the Father, all of humanity was raised up. All of us. I think that's pretty incredible. I can only imagine what it must have been like for the apostles to be with Jesus for those 40 days between the resurrection and the ascension. I think finally the penny had dropped. Finally, they could understand who Jesus really was. I'm sure they must have looked back on the things that he said and that he had done before, and they saw them differently. And surely every new word he spoke held a special urgency for them. I think we might understandably be jealous of the apostles who had such direct access to Jesus' teaching during those 40 days. But understand that each of us has that access now. We have the benefit of the whole story of Jesus, from his incarnation in the womb of the Virgin to his ascension. And we didn't have to leave our boats and nets and follow him around the Galilean countryside for 3 years. We didn't need Jesus to interrupt us on our road to Emmaus. This very special 40 days that Pope Leo the Great reflected on 16 centuries ago should encourage each of us to redouble our dedication to learning the story of Jesus. And we learn